In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Back in 1969, quite a bit happened. 1969, the famous heavyweight champion Rocky Marciano, many of us have seen movies about the life of Rocky our whole life. 1969, Rocky Marciano dies. Also in 1969 in Memphis, Tennessee, a guy by the name of Ray Earl Jones was admitted and confessed that he was responsible for the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Also in 1969, Egypt and Israel were at war in the War of Attrition, which ended in the following year in September of 1970. Also in 1969, Richard Nixon succeeded Lyndon B. Johnson as the 37th President of the United States. 1969, the New York Mets miraculously, by a long shot, beat the Baltimore Orioles in a series 4-1. Also in 1969, very importantly, the Texas Longhorns won the national championship in football. A lot happened back in 1969. What was so special about 1969? 1969 was 38 years ago. 1969, also the Apollo 11, if you can imagine, landed on the moon carrying the first astronaut, Neil Armstrong. And that seems so far, so long ago. But this morning we see a man in the scripture reading that from 38 years was invalid and was unable to move, was paralyzed. And we think 38 years, for some of us, we weren't even alive. 38 years ago, my parents were getting married. So I was still not alive. For some of you, 38 years, you think back and you think about what were you doing in 1969? A long time ago. And we're going to look at a man this morning who after 38 years was healed and was made well by Jesus. In John chapter 5, verse 1 to 18, we find the reading for this morning. And in verse 5, we're told a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool, but when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Then Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked, and that day was the Sabbath. Who is this man, Jesus? This man, Jesus, is the one who made this man well, and Jesus is the one who wants to make us well. For 38 years, this man was lying there, and he had tried everything possible. He was even lying by this pool, waiting, hoping that as he would step down before other people and jump into the pool, that as the angel came down into the water, he would jump in and he would be the first one in and he would be healed. Sometimes we have so many things that we look and we say, "I want to be made well." And we try everything. We try hoaxes. We try all sorts of different things that the world tells us that are going to make us well. And we see this morning that the Lord is telling us that I'm here to make you well. And the first thing we need to do is we need to look at the question that the Lord asks. And when we first read this question, some of us look and say, it's a strange question. It seems a little bit silly. But the Lord needed to ask him, check yourself. Do you really want to be made well? Do you really want to be made well? He wanted him to really understand and think about the question. There's a man that I know that I met on the streets, a homeless gentleman. And you would think that when you meet a homeless man and you ask this homeless man, "Do you want help? Do you want to get off of the streets?" This homeless man would jump and say, "Yeah, of course." But as I sat and talked with this homeless man from the streets, he said, no, everything is fine. I don't really need help. Things aren't that bad. I don't really need a job. what, you're going to put me in a job and I'm going to be part of the system and then I'm going to have to pay taxes. And so I said, if you don't want help, I can't help you. I'm sorry. And this is what the Lord asks us this morning. We come to church every Sunday. Maybe even sometimes we pray at home. But the Lord is asking us, do you really want to be made well? Do you really want to be better? He asks us to check ourselves, check our motives. Are we just coming to come, or do we really want to be made well? The second point after he asks us this question, and assuming we've checked our motives, and we say, you know what, I really want to be made well. After that, he says to us, we see, and what we can learn from this man is we need to obey the Lord. We need to obey Jesus. We need to obey him. And it starts with the Word. It starts with the Word of God. If you have problems, if you're having issues with your marriage, it starts with reading the Word of God and obeying it. If you have an addiction that you're dealing with, it starts with following the Word of God. It starts with being obedient. If you're struggling in a sin and you've been struggling in a sin for years, we need to turn to the Word and we need to be obedient to the Word. See, the young man, well, I guess actually he wasn't too young, says, as after the Lord spoke to him, it said, immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. Immediately, he took up his bed and walked. So once we've checked ourselves and we're sure, you know what, I really want to be made well, we need to be obedient. I have people tell me all the time, Abuna, I would do anything to get a better job. I would do anything to be able to put more food on the table, to have a better income. I would do anything to learn to play the guitar. I would do anything to be a better basketball player. I would do anything. Would you work harder? Would you learn English? Would you practice the guitar? Would you practice basketball? We say we would do anything in the world. Well, then we need to do what we need to do. If we say we would do anything to be better, I would do anything to get better, we need to start by reading the Word and being obedient to this Word. I can't just say I want to be better and not take my step. And the last thing that we see that this young man did, and the Lord helped him to do, is to refocus his attention from himself to the Lord. Third thing we need to do is we need to refocus our attention to Jesus. We need to refocus our attention on Jesus. We oftentimes say, you know what, I can't do it. I've been struggling with this sin for years. I can't stop this. I've tried. Some Christian psychologists, they were writing this book called Happiness is a Choice. And in the book they said, we cringe when we hear Christians say, I can't, and I've tried. They say, we tell our patients, don't say I can't, say I won't. Say I won't do it. Say I won't get along with my wife. I won't communicate with my husband. I won't stop gossiping. I won't stop smoking. Can't say that I can't, because the Lord Jesus told us, we know from the Scriptures, all things are possible with God. And St. Paul told us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when we say I can't, we're actually not facing reality, because the reality is that we can, but we choose not to. So when we need to stop saying I can't, and we need to be real and face reality and say, these are things that I can't stop, but I won't stop. So we need to check our motives. And if we really want to stop, we can stop. But if we keep focusing on ourselves, we'll never be able to stop. And this is the point that the man had said. He said, I don't have anyone to put me into the pool. And the Lord said, the one who is here to help you, the one who can change all of this, is standing right before you. standing right in front of you. Stop focusing on yourself and start focusing on the Lord. We need to set our eyes on Him. If we would check ourselves, if we would check our motives, if we would take responsibility for the things that we can do to bring about healing and repent, and we would focus our attention on Jesus Christ, we would find healing. I want you to look and see if there's one major issue in your life this morning. One major issue that you say, Lord, I need healing in this. I've had this addiction. I've had this issue with my wife or my husband. I've had this issue just not being able to, just feeling spiritually dead. I'm not able to pray, or I won't pray, I won't read the Bible, whatever it is. I want you to see whatever the one major issue is. If you have an addiction, if it's smoking, if it's drinking, if it's lust, whatever the addiction is, whatever the issue is, see that one issue and tell the Lord, Lord, yes, I want to be made well. I want to be made well. Tell Him, I really do want to be made well. And ask the Lord, what do I need to do? What do I need to repent of? Tell Him, I want to commit to stop doing this. I want to commit to You. And in a second here, when we stand up, we're gonna proclaim the creed together. And after this, I want you to, as we stand up, I want you to stand up and take it as an opportunity to tell the Lord, yes, I want to be made well. And pick up your mat and walk and follow the Lord. As soon as we stand up here, we're going to say the creed. Yes, truly I believe in one God. Truly I believe, God, You can heal me. Truly I believe I need to be made well, and You're going to heal me. When we stand up here in a minute, I want you to say, yes, Lord, I want to be made well. Heal me. I turn over whatever this issue is to You, and I need to repent of this issue. And I need to get into Your Word and read the Word every day. And I need to be obedient to Your Word. I need to listen to Your Word. And by this, I'll be made well. I'm going to stop looking at myself, and I'm going to focus on You, Jesus. I'm going to focus on You, Lord, because You're the one who came to make me well. And I know it's going to be scary. And I know I failed before, but I know this man who failed for 38 years with his weak legs was probably afraid. But Lord, I trust You. I put my trust in You, not in myself. Make me well. And glory to God forever. Amen.